This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Students at Texas A&M are talking about the firing of a professor who discussed gender identity in a children's literature summer course. A student recorded the discussion. Republican State Representative Brian Harrison later posted it to social media, where it got more than 4 million views. Two other faculty members were demoted after the incident. News 88.7's Bianca Seward talked with students in College Station.
Abby Larkin is an elementary education major and doesn't love the spotlight on her school this week.
Seeing that video go viral was, like, embarrassing. Like, I was like, I'm a student here and this is, like, what we're representing.
Larkin says she was surprised to hear the topic was discussed in a children's literature course.
I don't think she should have been fired. I think she had a point, but I think there's time and place for that.
Senior Tammy Shoemimo questions the students' motives and worries about the larger impact.
The whole video was just silly in general. Like, why are you taking that class in the first place? Firing a professor, it just sets a bad precedent.
A lawyer representing the professor says she has appealed her dismissal with the university. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Austin State Representative James Tallarico was on Hello Houston this afternoon to talk about his run for Republican John Cornyn's seat in the U.S. Senate. Tallarico is kicking off a series of appearances around the state.
I really believe that all 30 million Texans deserve a senator who's going to represent them and not their billionaire donors. And sadly, we've seen way too many politicians, frankly, in both political parties, who are more interested in serving their donors than serving the people.
Tallarico will hold a rally tonight in Rosenberg, and he'll also make an appearance in North Houston tomorrow. Democrats Colin Allred and Terry Virts are also running for Cornyn's Senate seat, and Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is also in the race. It should be mostly clear this evening, overnight low dropping down to about 75 degrees. Sunny skies in the forecast Saturday, high around 95. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.